And in a moment, our wrap of world news. But first, yesterday's Liberal Party launch. Opposition leader Tony Abbott opting for a low-key approach as he launched the party's 2013 election campaign in Brisbane. In a speech focusing on his plans for office, Tony Abbott described the past 6 years of Labor as the worst in Australia's history and has promised his will be a no-surprises, no-excuses government. But the Liberal Party affair wasn't the only campaign launch on in Queensland yesterday, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
It was a double campaign launch day, starting with The Other One on the Sunshine Coast, where Jeff the life-size dinosaur acts as sentinel at the Coolum Palmer Resort. Indoors, billionaire Clive Palmer, with his 153 election candidates, was launching the Palmer United Party campaign.
Neither Abbott nor Rudd will debate the critical issues facing Australia.
The man who's building the Titanic 2, has plans for the world's largest dinosaur park and wants to be Prime Minister, wasn't about to have a boring launch. Out came a spoof video playing on the famous Gough Whitlam It's Time campaign. Life
for love. It's all about love.
And being with your brother.
I'm with Kevin.
It's time to go back in time. Yes, it's Clive.
Abbott and Rudd are too scared to tell the truth about the Australian economy. So they talk in cliches, talk in circles, because they haven't a solution. That's why Abbott doesn't know. And that's why Rudd doesn't know. And that's why Abbott has photo opportunities instead of press conferences. Rudd doesn't know, and he lives with focus groups, and he pays more attention to his hair than the needs of the Australian people.
Let's help our children dream. Let's keep our family strong.
In Brisbane, the party faithful gathered at the Queensland Performing Arts Centre for the coalition campaign launch. Sharing the front row seats with opposition leader Tony Abbott's elderly parents were former PM John Howard, who was given two standing ovations, and current Shadow Minister Bronwyn Bishop. Tony Abbott once described himself as their ideological love child.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Queensland.
Premier Campbell Newman was the first warm-up act. He cut straight to Labor's campaign focus on Queensland government cuts, described as a taste of things to come.
Kevin Rudd talks about my government being the entree for Tony Abbott's main course. The ALP's campaign of negativity and smear unleashed during the Queensland election campaign was the entree for Kevin Rudd's main course, a campaign against Tony Abbott that, despite Kevin Rudd's pledge for a positive campaign, is wall-to-wall negativity, a campaign of smear and fear.
The next course on the campaign launch menu was the Deputy Opposition Leader, Julie Bishop. It wasn't only her body-hugging tailored dress that had a bit of sparkle. She had a story about day one of the election campaign in the Victorian seat of Corangamite.
The Labor candidate was handing out leaflets, the cameras were rolling, and a man came up to him and said, "You Labor?" He then turned around, pulled down his track pants, bared his buttocks to the world and said, "Well, Labor can kiss my..."
Most of the heavy Labor bashing was delivered by Julie Bishop and Nationals leader Warren Truss. And while other speakers were at pains to avoid any hubris, the man who would be Deputy PM in an Abbott government is clearly feeling confident.
Shortly, you'll hear from the man who'll lead that change for a better future, my coalition partner and the next Prime Minister of Australia, Tony Abbott.
Good afternoon. I'm Bridget.
And I'm Frances.
Today, we want to tell you about our dad.
Tony Abbott's daughters have been a prominent feature in his campaign, there to boost his appeal to women. And their message? Australia has nothing to fear.
Tony Abbott is also a netball dad. Dad was, as you might expect, the most vocal supporter.
Along with all that barracking came life advice, says Frances Abbott.
He said, "You must give it everything you've got. Play as a team. Watch out for each other. Look ahead. Stay focused. Enjoy yourself. Always get back up. And don't forget to shake hands." My dad looks out for everyone, and I know that he will look out for you.
Will you please join me in welcoming the man who may be the next Prime Minister of Australia, the man who is the leader of the opposition, but most importantly, the man who is our dad, Tony Abbott.
Well, I am so proud of my girls. I'm proud of the family which has given me so much. I am so proud of my team, and I am so proud of our country.
Tony Abbott then launched into a direct pitch to voters with a largely positive speech.
This election is about making a great country even better. And that starts with changing the worst government in our history. I make this prediction. I will spend the next 2 weeks reassuring Australians that there is a better way. But Mr. Rudd, he will spend the next 2 weeks trying to scare you about what might happen if he doesn't keep his job.
There were a couple of new policy announcements, a 100-day plan, a first-term plan, and even a three-term 10-year plan. Underlining it all was a campaign message about trust.
The worst deficit, it's not the budget deficit, it's the trust deficit. It's the trust deficit.
As for Kevin Rudd's new way, Tony Abbott is asking voters to choose change.
That's the choice I urge you to make. For your family's sake, for our country, join us.
Cathy Van Exdell reporting from yesterday's two party campaign launches in Queensland, and we'll bring you some analysis of the Liberal Party launch and Tony Abbott's promises there with our political editor Alison Carabine joining us in the next half hour. It's 16 past 6 on Breakfast.